Hey, fellow Moonwalkers, it's Rob from Cigar Store Idiots Podcast. Want to know why we've been working with Moonwalker for the past 3 years? Let me tell you. Third-party tested, it's hemp-derived, they have the highest quality and the best prices. They're made right here in the United States. They have a full-time customer service, money-back guarantee, and a customer service rating of 98%. Not to mention they taste great. Moonwalker was born out of the curiosity to push the boundaries of what is truly possible with hemp. By combining award-winning terpenes and natural flavors in unique custom blends, they explore new dimensions of taste, balance, and euphoria. Follow us at CS Idiots Podcast on Instagram. Hit the partners link in the bio and be sure to use promo code CSIPOD01 for 15% off of your next purchase. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cigar Store Idiots Podcast. I am Rob, and I have with me you, ma'am, are...
Brittany.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Any word on Kate Middleton?
I hear she's dead.
I do, too. What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think happened to her?
I think she's hiding out somewhere.
In a grave? A shallow one? I mean... What the hell's going on over there?
I want to know.
I do too.
I read everything about it, and I change my feelings every day. she's dead. No, she's not.
Yeah, I mean, the whole crazy thing, the whole premises of this thing, and I'm not going to get into people's specific names because I really hadn't dug into it that deep. All we know is Prince William, Kate Middleton, they're in line to be the next king and queen of England. Why she would do anything to mess that up to be the queen of England and rule the land, even though it's just a title.
She has a terrible life.
How freaking great.
She has a terrible
life. Yeah, I know, right? So apparently whatever the deal is, whatever's happened is a guy named Thomas Kingsman, and he dated Kate's sister?
Pippa? I had a squirrel named
Pip.
Pip.
I liked Roddy Roddy Popper.
Anyway.
So, they didn't work out, but apparently he stayed, in good graces with the princess. And apparently something happened around Christmas time. And nobody's seen Kate since Christmas or before Christmas. Wasn't it before Christmas?
It was before Christmas.
So nobody's seen her before Christmas. There's not been any word on her other than she has an aggressive stomach cancer. Mm-hmm. was what was reported, and she's not doing well. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but they found Thomas Kingston dead, beat to death, maybe even shot in his parents' countryside home. And Prince William has some photos out there of multiple bruises around his neck and head area.
So does this cancer have a name?
I don't know if like he fetus? Does jiu-jitsu on the side. Or, I mean, and this is all speculation. This is not anything that we know for sure. Please don't kill us. But we've got things to do. We don't have time to hide from
I like the
dudes
royals.
And bands. With,
I like a monarchy.
That's ridiculous.
Ever seen the show?
No.
Royals?
There's a reason. But they're terrible people.
It's just trash TV. I love it so much.
But they, this Thomas Kingsman guy, he's dead. Nobody's seen Kate Middleton since before Christmas. There's some photos out there that's horseshit photos. Like they're photoshopped.
Yeah.
People's picked them apart. So it's not actually, it was like a magazine cover that they took her face off of and put it on this image. And so believe me when I say people over there are digging through the trash to find out what's going on, because that's just the way it works over there.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I don't think Prince William, I think he has a girlfriend, which is known.
Yeah.
Heard that she was pregnant and refusing to get rid of the baby.
Okay.
So they said Kate has had an emotional breakdown.
Okay.
And she's somewhere getting well.
Let me tell you what I heard.
Tell me what you heard, and I'm going to tell you what I think happened.
I heard that she does have an aggressive something in her gut, like rot gut of some sort. And
poison?
I don't know, but she has a colostomy bag.
Oh.
And she refuses to be seen like that.
How many people in society have a colostomy bag that you don't know they have it?
Well, there are definitely ways to be discreet and have it. Like, they're, you know, but it is.
And they're going to have the best of the best. But it's not like they're going to be like some.
But she's young. Backroom, I mean, that does something.
Colostomy bag.
That does something practice. To you when you're that young and you have to hide something like that. You know, it's just a blow to your ego.
But if
ego
people think you're dead, you're not speaking out.
I mean.
I say I'm not well, but I'm not dead.
People hadn't seen me since Christmas. My parents are knocking on your door wanting to know, where's my daughter?
Yeah.
I mean.
Exactly.
Maybe not my parents, but my friends, people that love me. I don't know.
Which leads us on to the gaslighting episode tonight. no, but I mean, what I think is, I think they're all a bunch of dirty, rotten scumbags. And I think William probably does his thing on the side and everybody knows about it. I think Kate's like, well, if you're going to get it in, I'm going to get it in. And I've got it. Something going on with my sister's ex-boyfriend because I probably was getting it in with him when she was dating him.
I feel uncomfortable.
Who knows? But I think she's dead. I think they were cleaning up a mess. Whoever it was cleaning up a mess. I think Kate maybe got pregnant.
So do you think she
in a fit of rage?
Pushing up daisies, or do you think that they have her like King Tut somewhere?
That body's hid.
Wrapped up in her jewels.
I think when they do have the funeral and it's on TV and it's a whole big deal and everybody's, you know, lined up down the streets crying like they did for Princess Diana, whatever's in that casket ain't Kate Middleton.
Yikes.
That ain't her body. Her body's been disposed of at some point because evidence has been hid where she was shot, beat to death, choked to death, whatever, to death, poisoned. They can't exhume a body that ain't there. You know what I'm saying? They've got rid of this chick. She's gone. She gone. That's what I feel like. And I think that
maybe she's gone, girl.
If they, well, I mean, it could be. I don't know. She might be gone in 60 seconds. She may be in a really fast car
we could
somewhere.
Keep this going all day.
We could. But people would probably stop listening after a little while. I think that the royal family had both of them killed. I think that William probably was in a fit of rage and they just tried to clean up his mess. But essentially what we're looking at is Princess Diana 2.0.
That's what I hear.
You can't live that life and not keep your hands clean. You just can't.
Maybe the royals got tired of her wearing red fingernail polish.
Could be.
She went bald in line.
Thank God. What's her face? What's the other one?
Meghan Markle?
Thank God her new cookware is coming out this week. Holy crap. We could have.
I love her.
Thank God her cookware is coming out this week. And I'm sure the queen would have probably had some fried chicken references in there on the cookware. At some point.
She's rolling over
in
her grave.
She's probably stuffed behind a wall somewhere. Like Norman Bates' mom.
I was about to say that. In a freezer. This got weird.
The queen, mom. Mommy.
Stop it.
It's just a crazy situation over there. And I don't think any of us are going to get a real truthful answer
ever,
and anybody that knows anything will slowly start disappearing.
Yes,
like tragically committed suicide with a gun, with a shotgun blast 3 times to the back of the head. I don't know if you know how to do that, but
I don't know if you know this, but it doesn't just happen in the UK.
Anyways. So that's pretty wild. there's a term that's been about, I guess, maybe a year now, a year and a half. Would you say it's fair, 2 years?
Well, it says 2018, so a few years.
Well, back. I've only been paying attention to it for the last 2 years. Absolutely hate it. And when people say it, it ranks up there with people that say, I'm on my journey. Or people that say, what is the other one?
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Or what's another one that just makes my skin crawl? Like I want to dive headfirst off a 10-story building into
that's
a thumbtack.
That's fire.
It's fire. It's fire. That's pretty annoying. It's lit. It's fire. But no, gaslighting is a term that people use. They use it frequently and absolutely can't stand it. And you told me that you think you know why I don't like it.
I love the term.
Because
you're a big gaslighter.
A big gaslighter.
You are. You're a gaslighter. I love you.
I think you're crazy.
See, guys?
let's dig into gaslighting a little bit. Let's just kind of see. Yeah. You know what? I'll listen with a fair and unbiased ear. To what you have to say.
Okay, let's be
a
mirror.
But I will not agree.
Let's be a mirror for him, you guys. Okay, for one, do you even know what gaslighting means?
I believe I do, but I want you to tell me because I might be wrong.
To manipulate. It's a psychological method that people use that make other people question their sanity or powers of reasoning. Now, that's just the dictionary version.
That's what psychological methamphetamines will do to you, too. So I've heard.
It's denying that an event did not take place, even though there's evidence to prove it.
Okay.
It's lying or contradicting what a victim knows to be true. It could be either a straight-up lie, manipulation of someone's reality, scapegoating, or coercing. I love that word.
Yeah. Let's get into, if you're straight up lying to somebody, you're just lying to them. Why do we have to put a label on it? And reality manipulation, I mean, I can see how people do that. Scapegoating is putting the blame on somebody else, of course.
Because they refuse to acknowledge that they're the problem.
Yeah.
It's the other person. And it's also kind of married with being narcissistic at mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that you're a narcissist.
I think you're just
a gaslighter. And there's a difference. There really is. There are two different things. But some people put them together. And some people have those things that they do together.
Gotcha.
So
they kind of married hand in hand?
They do. And there's different types. You can be gaslighted by parents. You could be gaslighted in the workplace.
Yeah.
Ever been gaslighted in the workplace?
Oh, well.
You could be gaslighted by your spouse.
Give me about another week and I'll have a whole nother story on that.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever friend, friendships. You can gaslight your kids. I can admit that I do that sometimes. I do. My daughter's like, right there, that's gaslighting, Mom. I'm like, oh,
she really does do that.
But
and she just looks at me and rolls her eyes.
She knows.
She's like, I'm not even going to get started with this guy.
But people usually give excuses for gaslighting. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want to explain. I don't really think there's a reason. I think you should take accountability for yourself. But these people usually, gaslighters usually, It's formed from low self-worth. They think so little of themselves that they have to have power over other people. They have to make people feel small to feel great, obviously.
Yeah.
They say it's passed down from generations. Well, my mama did it. That's all I know. Is that really an excuse, guys? Just to have control.
Well, it's blaming somebody.
Yeah, you gotta blame somebody. You can't be you. Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
Just to have control over your partner. To gain power in a relationship. And then some people blame it on their mental disorder. They have a mental disorder, and that's why they can treat people the way they do or have the excuse that they have for saying the things that they say.
This, let me go ahead and clear it up. It's not a mental disorder. You're just an asshole.
Yes.
It's just
you just weren't raised correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You have bad manners.
You do. You do.
So that's how but
your
I
bad
feel
behavior too. was rewarded.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, getting the wooden spoon a time or two. or the ping pong paddle, wherever.
Well,
not handle first.
Can I give some examples?
Yes, please.
Of gaslighting? Please. And I'll drag it out if you've ever gaslighted me.
I'll reach out to my therapist when this is over.
That never happened.
Okay.
Do you recall using that term?
Absolutely.
That never happened.
That never happened.
You're crazy.
I don't think I'm
And other sure. people think so too.
I've never said that.
No, you hadn't. Because you'll die. I'm sorry you think that I hurt you.
Oh, I for sure have said that.
For sure.
I mean, that's my second step.
That is your favorite thing to say. That's annoying. Do you really think I'd make that up?
I have heard you say that.
I probably have said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we going to stay married after this episode?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I'm going to drive you crazy till we're pushing up daisies.
Until we get Kate Middleton.
Anyways. You're just trying to confuse me.
No, I never said
Same
that.
Same here. No, I've never said that. No. You know I'd never intentionally hurt you.
I've said that.
Me too.
And I meant it.
Yeah.
Yeah. With
we're
my fingers
we're
crossed.
We're such gaslighters. I did that because I love you.
Yeah, I've said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame on us.
But it's
man.
Truthful.
Well.
Yeah. In my mind, it's truthful.
Well, sure. We think
because I have
truthful.
A mental disorder.
You do. We have excuses for our behavior.
This is not funny
in
anymore.
All honesty.
Why did I ask you to do this?
In all honesty, I really believe that we are a product of our raising. And that's me making excuses saying, hey, I got it from generations. But you don't know what you don't know.
True.
It doesn't give us an excuse to stay that way.
Right.
And I think me and you both are breaking out of that generational curse. I think that we are daily trying to not be those gaslighters. So,
no, for sure. I mean, we've worked on I've been working on myself for this past year. I mean, I've been trying to do a lot of things a lot different. And I got a lot to work on still. I have a long ways to go. But, man, I'm a long ways from where I was a year ago. So
what does a gaslighter feel? Or feel fear?
What do they fear? I would say they would fear of losing control. Of somebody.
Yeah.
Would be the main thing.
Anything that they share, any type of vulnerability that can be used against them as leverage.
I gotcha.
So just, they need to be in power and control.
And what happened when we first started dating? I gutted myself like a fish. I was like, here's all my bad, all my good, here's everything. So, yeah, you got a lot to use against me if you wanted to.
True.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this one's hard. Do gaslighters admit when they're wrong?
Not often?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay, well, good. I'm good there because I've admitted when I've been wrong.
You've gotten better over the years.
I just said.
You like to avoid admitting that you're the problem. And not just you. I mean gaslighters. I'm just saying you. I'm clumping you in there. I think that, like, the whole point is they don't see that they're the problem.
Yeah.
So they'll avoid fixing problems. They fear that. So, anyways, I wanted to talk about this. I kind of wanted to take the reins, if you don't mind.
No, go.
I wanted to tell you, and this gets kind of vulnerable for me because I am a product of, you know, an abusive relationship, multiple abusive relationships, whether it be friends, family, exes, whatever. And I never knew it. Like, you never heard the term. You hate it. You think it's like a new fad.
I just think it's a new fad
to throw around. And yeah, it's become a little bit more mainstream.
I'm monochromatic sexual. I thought it was just like lumped in that whole bunch of nonsense.
But I will tell you, people that experience relationships like this, the aftermath, and bless your heart, you've had to deal with the aftermath of, you know, of this, and it can cause, you know, symptoms of trauma. It can cause low self-esteem and self-loathing, anxieties, withdrawals from all relationships, and depression.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things are very real, and it seems playful and silly, but you know, it's trauma. Yeah. It's sad.
I'll even piggyback on that too. I mean, over time, the actual person becomes dependent on the gaslighter.
Absolutely.
And they depend on them for validation. And they develop similar traits of people that suffer from Stockholm syndrome. So that's serious. We're like busting jokes on it, talking about it, whatever, but it's a true thing. Like yeah. The more I read into this topic, the little bit more that I learned. Not so much about myself, of course, but just but just about the situation and you know, at hand and how people are affected by it. And I know, like, I can say that myself as well. Like, I've had relationships and even family mm-hmm. situations to where I've gaslighted to the point to where all these things that I've been working on just go right out the window immediately, and I resort back to being like angry, you know,
or withdrawn,
yeah,
or not vulnerable.
Sure. Just shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I think that when you start questioning yourself and you start believing the lies that are told to you and they become truths, like that.
Can you give one good example?
That's,
and you don't have to.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of put me on the spot. I can't think of it.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm sure I have a million examples.
Yeah.
I think when someone tells you you're something every day, you start believing it. I will give this example. I was in a relationship prior.
That's where I was leaning you towards. Not the other.
No, it's okay. I was in a relationship prior to where I knew who I was from the get. I knew that I'm not a very insecure person. I know who I am. I know who I am in God. I know who I am in my own skin. I have always held my shoulders back and been okay with Brittany. I was with someone that was the opposite of that, who definitely needed me to kind of dim my shine mm-hmm. to let them feel important
right.
or loved, and like no one had ever loved them. And man, did I want to be that exception. I wanted to prove him wrong, that like I could be that and be, you know, and it be honest and authentic from start to finish, that I would never, that would never die out because I was so solid. But after years and years and years of, I guess, being dimmed, I never thought that I would let it get to me. And until it broke me, until it literally seeped in and swallowed me up. And man, I couldn't even find my way out. I couldn't even remember who I was. That strong person that was so secure and so solid. I was just underneath all of it, like a wet blanket. Like I couldn't.
You were consumed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought that's what I deserved. Yeah. I started believing those lies. And I started hating myself, and I, you know, when I've always loved myself, I've always loved everything about myself until I was told that those things were not lovable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, well, let me question it.
Yeah.
Like, and then once you start questioning it, it took root. And now, years later, me and you have been together for a long time now, I'm still finding myself almost undoing myself from those habits and those things that I was told was the right way, those manipulations and those lies. And it's so nasty. It is so nasty and so undeserved.
Yeah.
People are not, you're not crazy because you have feelings. I was told so many times that I was crazy when really it was probably God giving me intuition, me feeling something in my gut. And I will say this, I'm a little weird, you know, I'm a little weird.
I mean, you married me.
So you're a little weird too.
Obviously, there's something wrong with you.
But I will tell you this, I think that I have a weird intuition. I have some sort of connection to things. I feel things so deeply and so entirely. And there is nothing wrong with that. And I don't always trust myself. I used to say, man, I wish I could learn to trust my intuition. And sometimes I am just dead on. Sometimes I'm so connected spiritually, and sometimes I'm connected like where things come to me in dreams. And I know that sounds a little cuckoo for some people, but it is real life. And when I trust it, it's dead on. So I should never let anyone tell me I'm crazy for those gut feelings, for those things, because that is a gift.
Yeah.
That is a gift that no one should be able to remove from you. I mean, that's just my rant.
No. I mean, and it all makes perfect sense, too. I mean, it's even when I knew you from before, like before you were in that relationship, like I always thought, I never thought, would have never guessed in a million years that you battled with those things.
Right.
Never would have thought it.
It's because I had charisma. I was so happy from the outside. And
yeah.
And I truly am a happy person. I do love life. I love people. I love a lot of things. And I was just taught you don't air out your laundry like that. Mm-hmm. You take it home and you deal with it a different way. You pray about it. You tuck it in.
There's another thing that happens with that too. And when those specific people get involved in your life, I guess they take root into who you are like a weed, like a just a destructive weed. And you start before long, they're telling you your friends aren't your friends.
Yes.
People, this person's got it in for you. This person's not, who you think they are.
Yes.
And
they want to get you alone.
You can only trust me. So basically what they end up doing is isolating you from anything and everything that was important to you.
That's right.
In your life. And then you become codependent on this person for, like I said, their validation.
Well,
and then before you know it,
also think they're the only person that loves you
or understands you
or understands
or cares
you.
About you.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, it's so dirty.
Yeah,
dirty business.
They're all you have in this world. Yeah. That everybody else is against you or has alternative motives or like in yes,
and
absolutely,
and they are absolutely the most miserable, soul sucking human beings, subhuman beings that you could ever encounter.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, it usually goes hand in hand with narcissism. And what is a narcissist attached to? Someone empathetic, someone that thinks that they can change you. Like I told you, I feel everything entirely. So I thought, I have so much good. It'll pour over. You know, like the Trolls movie, the part where he's
Princess
he's
Poppy
sad,
over here.
He's sad and he's gray and everybody's gray. And or maybe it's vice versa, and they start singing and their colors come back. You think that you have enough good, you could rub elbows with somebody, and that's contagious.
Yeah.
I've always believed that was my superpower.
Yeah.
Oddly.
But unfortunately, some people are just nasty people.
Yeah.
They're not happy and don't know how to be happy. And the only thing that makes them happy is bringing good people down.
Yeah.
So they can put a thumb on them. I don't know. It's crazy.
And honestly, I think they kind of siphon from you. I think when you're...
Oh, yeah, they do.
They
take everything that's good in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you don't got anything left to give, it's
they'll
it's
let
not
you
a,
know.
Yeah.
It's they'll not let a, you yeah, know you ain't you got know. Nothing left to give. So, for sure. Now, I learned how to outsmart a gaslighter.
Okay, lay that on me because I need some ammunition for later.
Well, I do it to you sometimes when you're being...
Please, by all means, give me your secrets. All your secrets.
When there's a lie or there's things said that aren't true, I think the clap back is, okay, well, why do you feel that way? Mm-hmm. And a true gaslighter, someone who's really not taking accountability, will never answer the question. They'll never explain themselves any further because they're above it. Or they're avoiding. Like, they're not the problem. They're not explaining themselves. That's beneath them. So I always ask, why do you feel that way? I just dig in with more questions.
Yeah.
Like, I keep at them until we get to the root. And most of the time, they stumble all over themselves.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to answer. So... I just feel like that's how you outsmart them.
Man, I'm going to have to step up my answering questions game. So,
Well, I was kind of reading before we did this, and some things that it was seven things that you can do to kind of recover. And I wanted to read those off.
Before you do the recovery, okay, let's do the top signs of gaslighting.
Okay.
You got number one on the list. You doubt your feelings and reality. You try to convince yourself that the treatment you receive is not that bad, or that you're just being too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can relate by that one. And I can, you know, stories that you've told me in the past, I can see how you could relate with that. You question your judgment and perceptions. You are afraid of speaking up or expressing your emotions. You've learned that sharing your opinion usually makes you feel worse in the end, so you just stay silent instead. Feeling vulnerable or insecure, you often feel like you walk on eggshells with your partner, friend, family member. You also feel on edge and lack self-esteem. And these, again, these are all signs of being someone gaslighting you. You feel alone and powerless. You are convinced that everyone around you thinks you're strange, crazy, or unstable. Just like the person who is gaslighting you says, this makes you feel trapped and isolated. You wonder if what you're saying, you wonder if you are what they are saying you are. The person who's gaslighting, that says words to make you feel like you are wrong, unintelligent, inadequate, or insane. Sometimes you even find yourself repeating these statements to yourself. Is that factual?
Yes, factual.
You're disappointed in yourself and for who you've become. For instance, you feel like you are weak, passive, and that you used to be stronger and more assertive.
Yes.
You feel confused. The behavior of a person gaslighting you is confusing you, almost if they are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yes.
Man. You worry that you are too sensitive. The person minimizing hurtful behaviors or words by saying, I was just joking, or you need to have thicker skin. I will say, I do say that I was joking a lot.
Man, you are a gaslighter.
Okay, let's get moving.
This word.
You have a sense of impending doom. You feel like something as terrible is going to happen when you are around this person. This may include threatening and on edge without knowing why. Somebody waving handguns and moving cars on the highway. Yep. Not me. It wasn't me. You spend a lot of time apologizing. You feel like the need to apologize all the time for what you're doing and who you are. You feel inadequate. You feel like you're never good enough. You're trying to live up to expectations and demands of others, even if they are unreasonable.
True.
It's a lot of these that I can see how you would
hit home.
Yeah,
for sure. I feel like I'm in therapy.
Yeah,
this is great.
Welcome to the couch. You're second guessing yourself. You frequently wonder if you're accurately remembering details of past events. You may even stop trying to share what you remember because you fear that it was wrong what you remembered. Golly.
It's all distorted.
Yeah. You may assume others are disappointed in you. You apologize all the time for what you're doing or who you are, assuming that people are let down by you and that you have somehow made a mistake. Oof, man. Deep. Runs deep. You wonder what's wrong with you. You wonder if there's something fundamentally wrong with you. In other words, you worry that you are not mentally well, which is really a dangerous thing when people start thinking like that. You struggle to make decisions because of your distrust. You would rather allow your partner, friend, or family member to make decisions for you to avoid decision-making altogether. Thank God you don't let me make decisions, because it would never get done. Never.
Never. We would have chicken for
Are you
Easter.
Glad to have that role back in your life?
Yes.
Yes. I'm glad.
I'm bossy. I like to be in charge.
Yeah. I guess in a roundabout thing as well, before you get to your list, this is just abuse.
Absolutely.
It is definitely abuse. It is just a form of mental abuse is what this is.
It is.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I never looked into it the way it's being looked into now. And maybe that's your issue with it. People are throwing it around too loosely.
Sure.
It is a real problem. But it also is a mirror to myself and should be to you, because we both do these things in little ways. We're not as bad as the extreme.
Sure.
But
I think everybody probably has some.
A lot of people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Yeah, we all kind of discredit people's feelings. It's human nature to just not want to take blame when you feel guilty about something. You just automatically want to push it off. Well, I didn't do that. That wasn't me. Mainly because you're probably embarrassed or, you know, you're. But at a certain age, you need to take accountability. And I think me and you both do that. We do a good job with that. So I do call you a gaslighter, being playful most of the time. But it's really something we should all work on.
Yeah, I agree.
Not discrediting people's feelings. Not that our feelings should rule us, because feelings change. They lie to us.
They will lie to you.
They can't be the ruler of our lives. You know, that's what you don't like about it. You think we have a sissy generation, and we 100%.
God dang, we got one.
I mean, we do. But it doesn't mean that feelings are invalid. Like, you just got to get to the root of it, and that's the important part.
Yeah.
So can I tell? Okay, so I was just looking at healthy ways to kind of recover. You know, I for one have been in a few terrible relationships that have been led by gaslighting.
Yeah.
And so these are just seven little things to kind of help you get through it. Number one, know when to end the relationship.
Stop trying to fix it.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to get any better. Like, people are not toxic. They're just buttholes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's true. If you're older and you identify as a toxic person, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to go pray. Two, trust your gut, which I'm learning to do. I'm a recovering people pleaser. I'm learning to trust myself a lot more. Three, learn to have a support system, a network of people around you. Even you like to kind of be independent. You've got that only child syndrome where you know, you got it. You can only count on Rob. You know, we gotta lean on people that love us. It's important. People sharpen people. Four, keep up with dates and times. All evidence. If you're dealing with a gaslighter or a narcissist of any sort, show them evidence. Let it be in black and white so you never have to be called crazy. Look at it right there.
When you get them in court, you just watch them turn into stuttering Stanley on the
Exactly. You keep asking questions. They have nothing to say.
Feel good moment of the year for me. Go ahead.
Number five, outline boundaries to that person. Hey, you are not going to call me crazy. This is why. So outline your boundaries. Six, form your own way of coping. Whatever's best for you. And then seven, consider therapy. Today, I considered a podcast. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Letting me get it all off my chest.
Absolutely. What was number one again?
Trust when to end a relationship.
Get out. Just get out. Don't even try to do it. Why would you try to stay with somebody that is miserable and that is sucking the energy out of you to where there's nothing left of you so they can browbeat you down to nothing, to below their level. Yeah. Even when they beat you down that far, you're still not below their level. They're at the lowest level of human culture.
Yeah.
And if it's family, get away from it. Just remove yourself from it. And 100%. It's hard. Man, it's hard to do that, but you have to. You have to.
It's just having boundaries.
Yeah. You got to have boundaries. And don't stay where people make you feel that way.
Yeah, if it's on your job.
Friends, family, jobs.
Man, get a new job. One life to live.
That's it.
Get out of there.
That's it. Get out of there like the house on fire. I'd say get out of there like the Titanic, but it still didn't work out for a whole lot of people.
Yikes. So.
Was Rose a gaslighter?
I don't recall.
Did she gaslight him on that door?
What's wrong with you?
No, she gaslighted everybody at the end when she threw that damn stone in the water.
She straight up lied.
She's I know y'all are looking for this. It's priceless.
Let me help you look. Bloop. After she knew she threw it in the ocean. She's like,
bloop, there it goes. I'd have kicked her, Sparta kicked her in the back over that rail. If I would have known. She's throwing, after I've been spending all that money looking for that thing.
Would you have kicked her like the Spartans?
Yeah. I'd have said, this is Sparta. Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, go get it. We'll get you out of the cold water if you go fetch that. Fetch it.
I think I'd kick her like somebody different. I heard some nasty things about the Spartans.
Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, oof. I know. I don't know if I'm real crazy about any of my kids having any kind of Spartan gear from now on.
That's for another day.
That's for another podcast. Oof. No, it's not. I don't even know if I can talk about it. It hurts my feelings.
Does so. Me too.
Well, hey, thank you for coming in here and let's knock in out the old gaslighting subject. I might have learned something today. So,
well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And just remember one thing. I'd never said that, and you're making it up, and no, I'm just kidding.
And you're crazy.
And you're crazy.
He's a gaslighter.
All right. Later.